At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is not our war. We will not be drawn into the conflict. That is not in our national interest. And the most effective way we can support the cost of living in Britain is to push for de-escalation in the Middle East.
Wow, that was Prime Minister Keir Starmer of the United Kingdom very clearly distancing himself from Donald Trump's war against Iran. Not only distancing himself, but trying to draw a dichotomy between somebody who wants to de-escalate, which is Keir Starmer, versus Donald Trump and Netanyahu, who want to endlessly escalate this war. We've got a lot of breaking news to run down because things are changing irreversibly. There is an irreversible change to the way the global structure works, not only since Trump took office, but I'm talking about the last 28 days or so. The way oil flow works throughout the world, the way our allies look at us throughout the world has rapidly changed, and I'm going to prove that throughout this video. Trump is addressing the nation tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, and then multiple other world leaders announced addresses to their nation. So something big is happening. Who knows if he's ramping up the war, if he's winding down. He'll likely just lie for 2 hours about the objectives of the war. But either way, I'll be on CNN Newsnight tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, live reacting to Donald Trump's speech. So we're doing a special 2-hour episode. I'll be on CNN tonight and on CNN tomorrow, reacting to this Trump speech. Catch me there. Thank you, guys. Make sure you drop a like on this video, and let's just jump right into what's been happening. So the Prime Minister of Australia, then he posted this early in the morning at about, 6 a.m. New York time, and it says, "My address to the nation." And what he lays out in this is completely contradictory to how Donald Trump is describing this situation. The Prime Minister of Australia explains to the people of Australia in a very leadership-like way. Like, listen, I'm sure this guy's not a perfect leader. I only know bits and pieces about him. But this is how you communicate to the public. This is how you communicate to the people and show that you have their interest in mind, not your own interest. Take a look at this. This is good leadership in my opinion.
Fellow Australians, by nature, we're an optimistic country. But I understand that right now, it's hard to be positive. The war in the Middle East has caused the biggest spike in petrol and diesel prices in history. Australia is not an active participant in this war, but all Australians are paying higher prices because of it. I know that you're seeing this at the servo and at the supermarket. And I understand farmers and truckies, small businesses and families are doing it tough.
Doing it tough, I kind of like that phrase. But I want to say, world leaders are very intentionally trying to distance themselves from the poison pill that is this war. Any political leader who is supporting Trump in the United States, anybody who is tying their wagon to Trump, like J.D. Vance, the Marco Rubios, the Pete Hegsets, they are going to have a rough political career ahead of this, especially a rough midterms. So I think these other world leaders are kind of reading between the lines, and they're saying, listen, our people are going to begin voting us out because of the Trump administration. This kind of reminds me of the anti-status quo voting during COVID. Many people voted against world leaders across the globe due to the impact of COVID. Not because every world leader was responsible for COVID, but because the economic effects made them very unpopular because people did not like the status quo. What I'm trying to say is Trump is creating another situation in which world leaders across the globe could get voted out due to his actions because he is ruining prices for everybody. Let's watch a longer clip of Keir Starmer, and then I want to dig into some new updates we have with the war, because as I said, as the title will say, everything is changing. Everything is rapidly changing, and it's starting with our allies.
Trump said yesterday that he wouldn't come to the aid of the UK anymore in his Truth Social post. How seriously do you take that threat from our main ally?
Well, it's very important that we're clear. There's been a a good deal of pressure on me to change my position in relation to joining the war, and I'm not going to change my position on the war. So whatever the pressure, whatever the noise, I'm the British Prime Minister and I have to act in our national interests. I should say that on defence and security and intelligence, we're obviously working closely with the US, as we always do. And in relation to the planning on the Strait of Hormuz, of course, that involves talking to the Americans as well. So, as I say, whatever the pressure, whatever the noise, my job is, as British Prime Minister, to concentrate on what's in the British national interest. That's what's guided me through this conflict so far. It will continue to guide me as we go forward. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Wow, that was a very clear distancing from Donald Trump's pressure. So I heard from Keir Starmer that he's laying out two different ways in which the United States and the United Kingdom are interacting. The intelligence communities are sharing intelligence with each other, so that is expected. We are allies, we should be sharing intelligence. But the leaders of the United States are trying a pressure campaign on Keir Starmer. He used the word pressure. He said, I'm not going to succumb to the pressure. He's talking about Donald Trump repeatedly bullying the United Kingdom, threatening the United Kingdom, threatening to pull out of NATO because NATO won't fix the fire that Donald Trump lit. This morning we learned, as you can see on screen, that Trump says he is strongly considering leaving NATO, highlighting U.S. support when it came to Ukraine. This makes no sense what he says. Quote, Ukraine wasn't our problem. It was a test and we were there for them and we would always have been there for them. They weren't there for us. Okay, first of all, we signed the Budapest Memorandum in 1994, which said that if Ukraine gave up their nukes, we had to help Ukraine. Second of all, Europe didn't start the war with Ukraine. We started the war with Iran, and we're asking Europe to help us, but Russia started the war with Europe. So we went and we helped Ukraine, at least under Biden, we gave them a lot of weaponry. Under Trump, we have helped them a bit, but it's kind of mixed with all of this bullying and Trump kind of, you know, glazes Vladimir Putin while yelling at Zelensky. So it's all messed up under Trump. And he's claiming that this is the same situation. Dude, Donald Trump basically abandoned Ukraine and Europe. And then when Europe is asked to go on a suicide mission through the Strait of Hormuz, Donald Trump is really pissed off that they won't do it. It makes no sense. And I just want to be very clear. Our NATO allies died for us after 9/11. Many of our European allies and even Canadian allies died for us after 9/11. So Trump's repetitive line that NATO has never been there for us and that we don't need them, it's just sickening. It's not true. Let's listen to how people are feeling at the gas pump. This is one Florida resident.
If you could pick one word to describe the state of the economy right now, what would that one word be?
All f***ed up. All f***ed up. I'm paying $2,600 a month for my rent. And that ain't no bills included.
If you could pick one.
$2,600 a month in rent, that's before we have gas prices factored in, which will squeeze the average person, squeeze the average family. That's before you factor in, whatever healthcare costs, whatever goods and services costs that will be spiked by this oil crisis. So just think about it. When diesel prices spike, diesel underlies the cost of many other goods throughout the globe and throughout the United States. So there will be secondary effects, secondary inflation, and we already see gas prices spiking with no end in sight. This is an 18-month chart of gas prices. You can see that they actually had stabilized around the $3 area, a little above $3. Then they dropped down to about $2.75, $2.80. Now it's spiking. And, you know, the other day I made a video where it was about right here, and a lot of commenters were like, okay, it'll probably calm down. It'll probably be done spiking. Even I was like, maybe this is the highest it hits, but nope, it continues to spike even further. And there are reports that that oil could hit $200 per barrel. I've heard very credible reports that we're heading towards $170 per barrel, which would directly correlate with higher and higher and higher gas prices. And what is Secretary Rubio saying on TV, on Fox News? He's saying, why are we even in NATO? You have to ask that question, why are we in NATO? Let's take a listen to this clip.
The NATO is simply about us having troops in Europe to defend Europe, but when we need their help, not their help, we're not asking them to conduct airstrikes. When we need them to allow us to use their military bases, their answer is no. Then why are we in NATO? You have to ask that question. Why do we have billions and billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars, over the years, trillions of dollars, and all these American forces stationed in the region?
Dude, Donald Trump said back in January that he might have to make a choice between seizing Greenland and preserving NATO. Donald Trump said back in December that Greenland must be ours by any means. Trump said back in June of 2025 that he cannot rule out military force against our NATO ally of Denmark slash Greenland. So now for Republicans to turn around and act really just confounded on TV as to why NATO would ever possibly not want to join an offensive mission is a complete misunderstanding of what NATO exists to do. You guys might have seen this debate clip that went viral of me talking to this MAGA woman, and she says, why do we even have allies? What are they for? And I go, you're fundamentally misunderstanding what NATO is for. NATO is a defensive alliance. When Article 5 is triggered, it is to defend everybody. You can't trigger Article 5 of NATO to go on an offensive mission to the Middle East for another endless, dumb war. And you know what I'm going to say? Marco Rubio knows better than what he's saying on TV right now. I can confidently say Marco Rubio understands why we're in NATO. He understands why we have the NATO alliance. And I know for a fact Marco Rubio is pro-Ukraine and anti-Russia. Yes, he's sold out his soul to MAGA. And yes, he's putting on a political performance on TV. But I've listened to enough of this guy to know that he's not dumb. He knows why NATO exists. And that makes it more disgusting. I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you put CNN on your calendar for tonight and tomorrow so you don't miss it. I love you all and peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.